Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning is Connor Hawkins. He's co-owner of the Banshee Irish Pub downtown in Buffalo. And we're talking about a potential change to open container laws in the city. Lawmakers considering it. They'll hear about it at the upcoming council meeting this Tuesday. Hey, Connor, thanks for being on with us this morning. Always great to talk with you. Open container in the city of Buffalo. You're a bar owner. You're right in a, you know, almost in between Chippewa and the theater district, a pretty popular part of downtown. When you hear this, what do you think?
Well, Brian, I think that, you know, people have been walking around there with open containers for quite a bit right now and coming down there at the weekends. I think that sometimes as a bar owner, you know, we kind of make people mad sometimes when they try to leave a plastic cup with some beer as they want to move on to the next bar in the entertainment district. And obviously, you don't want to make people mad because they may not come back to your place. You know, so I think it maybe makes our life a little bit easier, not trying to stop people leaving and going to the next place. But also I worry about, you know, people coming down and maybe not wanting to go into the bars and just kind of hang around, you know, maybe Chippewa and get the cheaper option of buying a six-pack at a convenience store.
That's interesting. Well, Connor, do you think you would notice an increase or a decrease in business if they did change it?
To be honest, I don't think it's going to change whatsoever. I don't think, you know, I think that people are coming down. They know what kind of bar they're going to go to, first of all. A lot of bars are kind of destinations. I mean, for me, it's the Irish music or soccer. I don't really see it. You know, I do worry about maybe some people's mindsets that maybe they'll come in and have some beer put aside in a buddy's car or something like that. Maybe go outside and try and put their own beer in a cup and walk it back in. I'm guessing they're not allowed to come into a bar with an open container.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you on that. Would that be a concern? Your place, you do some music outdoors. You know, if people could, maybe it's a positive, maybe it's a negative. If people could kind of walk up, they hear the music, they have a drink in their hand, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down to that.
Yeah, that'd be a thumbs down because obviously, live music, costs a lot of money these days. And you don't want someone just kind of walking around and, you know, they stand on the sidewalk and have a beer without coming in and spending a few bucks on a beer, which helps cover the cost of bringing these bands in.
Well, you're one of many bar owners in the city of Buffalo. If the Common Council called you in to speak about this, what would you say to lawmakers?
You know, I don't think I would have an opinion too much either. I think maybe I would maybe say, you know, I like people coming into bars and drinking, but I do see the convenience of, you know, people walking from one venue to another venue, as long as they can't bring that, they can leave with the open container, but maybe they can't go into a different establishment with the open container.
Well, this discussion might happen next week, and it's happened in a couple of other places around Lancaster, East Aurora, Angola, a little bit further away. They've allowed open containers in their communities. I know if you go to East Aurora, they've got a lot of places that are almost, you know, walk-up kind of. They have plastic cups nearby. Would you think you'd be changing your business at all? You know, maybe offering kind of that walk-through type thing if this law were to change?
Yeah, I don't think so. But, you know, if there is an open container, the good thing maybe for downtown businesses that would allow some of the businesses downtown, the bar owner, my other colleagues down there, for us to do more events maybe on the street. For example, we could do a large concert on Chippewa and have everybody kind of be there and enjoy it and have open containers there. So you know, there is some options. There could be some benefits of it. But we would need kind of some of the bar owners, like for us downtown, to put our heads together and say, okay, let's bring a big band. Let's close Chippewa down. You know, let's get 2,000 people there, and hopefully they'll support all our bars.
You know, Connor, have you been to cities that have open container laws? Or even if you think about the Bills block parties on Chippewa, do you think there's a different vibe with that?
Sometimes there can be. I mean, sometimes you also have to worry about some of the bad elements coming down there, too. Some people just come down there and they don't want to go in the bars. They just want to, you know, loiter and, you know, maybe drink and smoke. And it's just, and you've got to be careful, you know, with the going in the bars. You know, we can maintain it. We can ID people. You know, you got to worry about a younger element coming out and drinking.
Well, you know, change in law or no change in law, there's a change in season for you and everybody else. And we've had these summer months kind of bleed out into the fall. The nice weather's here to stay. How's that been for business? And how are you enjoying? Like 80 degrees, no rain to worry about. Seems like every day the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the weather's nice. You know, sometimes if the weather's too nice, people kind of want to sit on a backyard or go to one of the beach bars. And it's got a nice patio. We have a patio, too. But, you know, I think that we're very kind of, you know, event-driven. You know, we're coming into Champions League season and the EPL. So, you know, people know what they're coming down for us and the live music. So, you know, we know it's seasons. We know it's going to get cold. We know we're going to have a tough January and February, as always. But, you know, we always have different big dates to look up to. I mean, we got Halloween to come up to, looking forward to, and Thanksgiving Eve, then, you know, before you know it, it's going to be St. Patrick's Day again.
I love it. All right. Hey, Connor, great to hear from you again. Thanks.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great morning.
You too. Connor Hawkins, co-owner of Banshee Irish Pub, downtown.